Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
This is Kay reading the Odessa American for Tuesday, September 22nd, 2020, page 5A, OAOA.com. County tax vote is today. Taxes will increase for most in Ector County. OA News at OAOA.com. Ector County Commissioners today will consider adopting the county's 2020-21 budget and the new property tax rate, which would rise from 36.5 cents per $100 in valuation to 36.9, meaning that with an overall bump in values throughout the county, homeowners' tax bills would increase. In the 10 a.m. session in the administration building at 1010 East 8th Street, the court will review raising the budget from the current year's $81,849,488 to $84,943,109 for the new year, combining the general fund and sales tax fund for law enforcement, roads, and illegal dumping enforcement. In other business, the commissioners will consider approving a letter of intent from the Airport Advisory Board concerning improvements at Schlemyer Field. Consider County Agent Steve Paz's request to proclaim October 4th through 10th National 4-H Club Week. Discuss seeking a credit rating from the Standard & Poor's Company for the court's proposed $26 million issuance of certificates of obligation to build a new juvenile detention center and possibly other purposes. Review a contract with the Permian Basin Community Centers, doing business as Permia Care, for the provision of mental health services at the county jail. Hear Sheriff Mike Griffith's proposal to apply to the Texas Department of Transportation for a click-it-or-ticket program grant to encourage the use of seat belts in motor vehicles. Consider the 2020-21 maintenance grant contract with the Texas Attorney General's office. Review the new fiscal year's contract with the Area Agency on Aging. Hear a proposal by Purchasing Department Director Lucy Soto and Highways and Streets Department Director Evans Kessie to approve interlocal governmental agreements for vehicle fleets maintenance among the Vector Fleet Management Company, the Medical Center Health System, UTPB, and the county. Consider leasing an email device for the county's mail room. Hear Health Department Director Brandy Garcia's request for a 36-month contract with the eClinical Works Company to provide electronic medical records. Consider requests from County Attorney Dusty Gallivan and Medical Examiner Chuck Mode to hire investigators. Consider Human Resource Director Patricia Patton's proposal to spend $220 for professional fees and dues, $400 for office supplies, and $1,700 for furniture and equipment. Discuss allocating $50,000 for contract services and monitoring fees for post-sentence monitoring. Consider authorizing the expenditure of $40,000 for special departmental equipment for capital projects. OC to hold tax rate hearing. OA News at OAOA.com. The Odessa College Board of Trustees will have a public hearing on the college's tax rate during its meeting set for 6 p.m. today. The meeting will be held in the Zant Room of the Salisbury Campus Center on campus. The Odessa College Board of Trustees discussed and recommended a total tax rate of 0.188965 per $100 valuation at their August meeting. The total rate was 0.186790, 18.679 cents per $100 valuation for 2020-2021. Earlier this month, the board approved a $51,171,600 $749 million budget for 2020-2021. According to information from the board meeting, the change in the proposed tax rate is 1.2%. The average home market value is $210,925, the information stated. This means an annual increase of $31.65 and a monthly increase of $2.64. At last month's meeting, Board Vice President Gary Johnson said since the proposed rate is less than the no new revenue rate and the voter-approved tax rate, public hearings are not required. However, the rate will amount to a tax increase as most property appraisals increased this year. In other business, the board will hear a report from the Ford Asset Program. Asset, A-S-S-E-T, stands for Automotive Student Service Educational Training. According to the OC website, the Asset Program is the only one with a paid internship program that allows you to earn while you learn. The site said students alternate for 6 to 8 weeks in the classroom and 6 to 8 weeks with their sponsoring Ford or Lincoln dealer over a 2-year period. At the end of the 2 years, they earn an associate degree and in-dealer experience. Students alternate between learning in the classroom and gaining hands-on experience at a Ford or Lincoln dealership over a 24-month period. Students also have a chance to engage in a cooperative learning experience at Odessa College and at a Ford dealership over the course of their training. These mentorship opportunities from industry professionals will provide hands-on experience with the latest in industry technology and expertise, the site said. The board will also hear a report on institutional effectiveness from Vice President for Institutional Effectiveness, Don Wood, and the President's report from President Gregory Williams, which includes the Student Success Scholarship Campaign, the Drive to Success winner, and the Wrangler Food Pantry. To qualify for Drive to Success, a student must be taking at least 6 credit hours of coursework and be in good standing with a minimum 2.0 cumulative GPA and no major disciplinary violations. Drive to Success is an incentive program to encourage student engagement by giving them the opportunity to earn prizes for doing things that are proven to increase overall success in college, the OC website said. The grand prize is a Ford Mustang. On the net, tinyurl.com/y26cm3yq. This is Kay reading the Odessa American for Tuesday, September 22nd, 2020. Page 2, read. Grant awarded to support students. OALife at OAOA.com. Alpine. It was announced earlier this month that the university was on the receiving end of a federal grant aimed at further empowering institutions who support Hispanic and underrepresented students. Funding comes from the U.S. Department of Education's Developing Hispanic Serving Institutions program. As U.S. Senator John Cornyn says in his statement, in Texas, more than 1 in 3 individuals identify as Hispanic, and I'm proud to support Hispanic-serving institutions and their contributions to our state's growing Hispanic community. Quality education and diverse environments benefit everyone, and especially during these tough times, I applaud Sul Ross State University for its work to secure this grant to better serve its students. The grant, which will be in effect over the course of 5 years, focuses on 2 main objectives: maximizing retention of students and advancing faculty development. Both are key areas of focus for this new administration. Addressing them effectively has now been expedited with this injection of federal aid. It will provide the university the ability to improve student orientation engagement opportunities for students in sophomore through their senior years, improving academic advising programs to ensure course selection efficiency, and implementing writing centers in the satellite campuses to build skills necessary to succeed in writing-intensive upper-level coursework. Solros is honored to be recognized for its focus and diligence, those faculty and staff who endeavor to provide for our underrepresented students. Solros, the Frontier University of Texas. Hello, this is Kay reading the Odessa American for Tuesday, September 22nd, 2020. Obituary and death notices. Kenan Gage Garms. Kenan is spelled K-A-E-N-A-N. Odessa. Yo, bruh, why is everyone so sad? The party has arrived. Let's blow this up. Kenan Gage Garms of Odessa, Texas, passed away on September 19th, 2020. Memorial services will be held at 2 p.m. Wednesday, September 23rd, 2020, at First Baptist Church, located at 709 North Lee, Odessa, Texas, with Pastor Byron McWilliams officiating. Kenan was born in Dallas, Texas, to Douglas Wade Garms and Lorian Danielle Hancock on July 21, 2001. Kenan is survived by his parents, Douglas Wade Garms and Lorian Danielle Hancock, his blessed step-parents, Curtis Dino Hancock Jr. and Danielle Marie Garms, his siblings, Jacob Dupree, Brooke Thorpe, Jacob Hancock, Garrett Garms, Teresa Garms, and Micah Garms. Grandparents, George and Janie Garms, Edward Simmons II, Barbara Jolman Hanna, and Curtis Dean Hancock Sr. The family wishes to send our condolences out to the families of those who were also taken so early. May God watch over our babies. Don't worry about me. This place is lit. 831, I'm out. 2 Timothy 4:7. Arrangements are entrusted to Sunset Memorial Gardens and Funeral Home. To send condolences to the family, please sign his guest book at www.sunsetodessa.com. Death notices. Graciela G. Carrasco, Odessa. Graciela G. Carrasco, 66, of Odessa, Texas, died Friday, September 11, 2020, in Odessa, Texas. Celebration of life is scheduled for 10 a.m. Thursday, September 24, 2020, at Martinez Funeral Home Chapel. Burial will take place at 9 a.m. Friday, September 25, 2020, at Ector County Cemetery, the Los Angeles section. Father Joseph Ecker is officiating. Arrangements are by Martinez Funeral Home and Crematory of Odessa, Texas. Eddie Lee Duran, Odessa. Eddie Lee Duran, 30, died Thursday, July 11, 2019, in Pecos, Texas. Services are pending with Martinez Funeral Home and Crematory of Odessa, Texas. Dorothy Ann Guillory, Odessa. Dorothy Ann Guillory, 71, died Friday, September 18, 2020, in Dallas. Services are pending with Sunset Memorial Gardens and Funeral Home of Odessa. Moises B. Leyva, Odessa. Moises B. Leyva, 77, of Kermit, died Friday, September 18, 2020, in Odessa. Celebration of life is scheduled for 10 a.m. on Wednesday, September 23rd, 2020, at Jesus King of Kings Church. Burial will follow at Kermit Cemetery in New Section. Pastor Hector Polanco is officiating. Arrangements are by Willowbrook Funeral Home and Cremation Services of Midland. Hello. This is Kay reading the Odessa American for Tuesday, September 22nd, 2020. Opinion. Americans like free trade. Trump and Biden don't. President John F. Kennedy once noted, There's an old saying that victory has 100 fathers and defeat is an orphan. But in the case of free trade, the opposite is true. It's been a great success as a policy, but one neither Donald Trump nor Joe Biden is willing to claim ownership. Trump is an outspoken protectionist, regarding imports as bad and domestic production as good. As part of his America First agenda, he made a grand promise to end our chronic trade deficits. In fact, they've gotten bigger. He slapped tariffs on China, South Korea, the European Union, Mexico, India, and more. He sees every dollar spent on imported products as a dollar lit on fire. Biden is in a perfect position to challenge Trump's primitive superstitions about trade. He served under Barack Obama, who pursued major free trade agreements with 11 Pacific Rim countries, not including China, and with the EU. Obama also retreated from his campaign pledge to renegotiate NAFTA and ultimately declared that trade has helped our economy much more than it has hurt. Obama's Council of Economic Advisors published a report concluding, as nearly all economists do, that reducing trade barriers raises living standards here and abroad, boosts productivity, fosters innovation, and expands employment in high-paying sectors. Few, if any, examples can be found of nations protecting their way to prosperity, but many examples can be found of countries prospering as they embraced free markets. Gary Clyde Huffbauer and Eugene Young of the Peterson Institute for International Economics wrote recently. As vice president, Biden lobbied members of Congress to approve the TPP, but last year he suddenly saw everything in a new light. "I would not rejoin the TPP as it was initially put forward," he said, aligning himself not with Obama but with, let me see, Trump. He's not the first Democratic nominee to deny parenthood. Hillary Clinton, who as Secretary of State called the accord the gold standard in trade agreements, repudiated it when she ran for president. In the Democratic presidential primaries this year, free trade was mostly treated with disdain. Bernie Sanders bashed Biden for his previous support of TPP, and Elizabeth Warren, Amy Klobuchar, and Cory Booker, not to mention Kamala Harris, likewise opposed it. Biden does not seem to have noticed that they lost and he won, getting nearly twice as many votes in the primaries as Sanders, while trouncing Warren even in her home state of Massachusetts. His past advocacy of free trade deals didn't hurt him at all with voters. More likely, it helped. There's reason to think so. A February Gallup poll found that 79% of Americans see foreign trade as an opportunity for economic growth through increased U.S. exports, up from 46% in 2012. The share of people who see such transactions as a threat to the economy has plunged from 46% to 18%. Biden's own party faithful are even more positive about trade, with 82% of Democrats taking that view. But Biden is also at risk of turning off non-Democrats. 78% of Republicans and 76% of independents are pro-trade. If Trump thinks the issue is good for him, he might want to reconsider. This issue is another confirmation that everything he touches turns to lead. The biggest jump in public support for expanded trade has been in the past 4 years. The more he tries to block international commerce, the better it looks. Yet, Biden is passing up the opportunity to capitalize on the trend. He seems to be captive to the anti-trade faction of his party, which is not at all representative of Democrats or the electorate. There are three apparent explanations for Biden's strange stance. First, he may figure that anyone who strongly favors free trade will vote against Trump regardless. Second, Biden fears alienating white working-class voters who helped deliver Trump's narrow victories in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. Most important, however, is a phenomenon long noted by economists, The benefits of protection are concentrated and visible, while the costs are neither. If Trump saves, or claims to save, a factory by shutting out imports, the workers there will pay close attention, but most other people won't notice the negative effects. In the past, presidents generally understood that while there could be political risks in foster free trade, the economic payoff was too big to pass up. Whoever wins this election, those days may be gone. Stephen Chapman. Chapman writes for the Chicago Tribune as well as being a syndicated columnist. Find out more. Read Chapman's daily blog, www.chicagotribune.com/news/opinion/Chapman. Hello, this is Kay reading the Odessa American for Tuesday, September 22nd, 2020. Obituary and death notices. Kenan Gage Garms. Kenan is spelled K-A-E-N-A-N. Odessa. Yo, bruh, why is everyone so sad? The party has arrived. Let's blow this up. Kenan Gage Garms of Odessa, Texas, passed away on September 19th, 2020. Memorial services will be held at 2 p.m. Wednesday, September 23rd, 2020, at First Baptist Church, located at 709 North Lee, Odessa, Texas, with Pastor Byron McWilliams officiating. Kenan was born in Dallas, Texas, to Douglas Wade Garms and Lorian Danielle Hancock on July 21, 2001. Kenan is survived by his parents, Douglas Wade Garms and Lorian Danielle Hancock, his blessed step-parents, Curtis Dino Hancock Jr. and Danielle Marie Garms, his siblings, Jacob Dupree, Brooke Thorpe, Jacob Hancock, Garrett Garms, Teresa Garms, and Micah Garms, grandparents George and Janie Garms, Edward Simmons II, Barbara Jolman Hanna, and Curtis Dean Hancock Sr. The family wishes to send our condolences out to the families of those who were also taken so early. May God watch over our babies. Don't worry about me. This place is lit. 831, I'm out. 2 Timothy 4:7. Arrangements are entrusted to Sunset Memorial Gardens and Funeral Home. To send condolences to the family, please sign his guest book at www.sunsetodessa.com. Death notices. Graciela G. Carrasco, Odessa. Graciela G. Carrasco, 66, of Odessa, Texas, died Friday, September 11, 2020, in Odessa, Texas. Celebration of life is scheduled for 10 a.m. Thursday, September 24, 2020, at Martinez Funeral Home Chapel. Burial will take place at 9 a.m. Friday, September 25, 2020, at Ector County Cemetery, the Los Angeles section. Father Joseph Ecker is officiating. Arrangements are by Martinez Funeral Home and Crematory of Odessa, Texas. Eddie Lee Duran, Odessa. Eddie Lee Duran, 30, died Thursday, July 11, 2019, in Pecos, Texas. Services are pending with Martinez Funeral Home and Crematory of Odessa, Texas. Dorothy Ann Guillory, Odessa. Dorothy Ann Guillory, 71, died Friday, September 18, 2020, in Dallas. Services are pending with Sunset Memorial Gardens and Funeral Home of Odessa. Moises B. Leyva, Odessa. Moises B. Leyva, 77, of Kermit, died Friday, September 18, 2020, in Odessa. Celebration of life is scheduled for 10 a.m. on Wednesday, September 23rd, 2020, at Jesus King of Kings Church. Burial will follow at Kermit Cemetery in New Section. Pastor Hector Polanco is officiating. Arrangements are by Willowbrook Funeral Home and Cremation Services of Midland. Hello, this is Kay reading the Midland Reporter Telegram for Tuesday, September 22nd, 2020. Education. Teachers yearn for life before coronavirus. When I decided to return to the classroom, I knew the year would be a challenge like no other. COVID-19 was in full force. The district was struggling with creating a new image with the public. Four of the school board seats were about to be on the ballot, and everything about the upcoming school year was unknown. The reality of returning to the classroom has made the word challenging become synonymous with losing my mind every single day. Okay, maybe not quite that bad, but some days it truly does feel like it. My life has been consumed with lesson plans, grading assignments, and leading a team of dedicated, caring teachers who want to see our students have a wonderful school year, filled with growth and positivity. But every once in a while, I take a break and venture into the wild world of Facebook. I have seen both love and anger for how teachers are working through the challenges thrown at them this year. I have seen frustration and confusion about online learning. I have seen a cry to stay home longer and a plea to open the schools. I have seen it all. I simply want to say, we understand. With that said, let us dispel some common misconceptions I see floating around the World Wide Web, especially on our favorite social media sites. Teachers do not have anything to do because the kids are not at school. Read the Young Women's Leadership Academy story from a few weeks back that shows a day in the life of a local teacher. We have double the work to do. We are preparing everything twice, once for online and once for face-to-face. We are creating new online lessons, figuring out how to make old lessons engaging when we can't be in groups or touch anything in the classroom, hosting live tutorials, creating videos, troubleshooting tech issues, rewriting lessons because the tech didn't work, emailing students who need help, calling parents who have questions, collaborating with team members about everything I just mentioned, and doing it all while we are in a constantly changing environment. Everything changes, sometimes multiple times in a day. The schools and teachers do not realize how hard online schooling is for our children. We do, I promise. Your teachers know this is hard because they are struggling to figure it all out, too. They are frustrated by the technical issues, the constantly changing plans, and the mandates from Texas Education Agency that seem to make no sense. At my campus, we are so in sync with your concerns that most teachers did a reset last week to help students catch up on work they have not done. We are not the only campus to do that either. We are in the business of teaching students and helping them become lifelong learners. Call us so we can help you figure all of this out. We may not have all the answers, but we will do our best to help you solve the problems. Heidi Kirk is English Department Chair at Lee Freshman High School. Heidi Kirk, Lee Freshman High School. Elliot receives honor. Freemasons Acacia Lodge number 1414 presented Greenwood ISD Superintendent Ariel Elliott, far right, with the Grand Lodge of Texas Community Builders Award during the school board meeting on September 14th. The award was presented by Ronnie Williams, second from right, who was Elliott's big brother through Big Brothers and Big Sisters, according to an email from Lodge member J.D. Smelser, second from left. Also on hand for the presentation was Drew McBride, far left. The award recognizes the recipient's dedication and service to the community. Military MC were preparation for career. After serving 4 years in the U.S. Army, Jacob Quinn moved to Midland and spent grueling 10 to 12-hour days working in various customer service and retail jobs. Now, after receiving a Bachelor of Applied Technology degree in Organizational Management from Midland College, Quinn is enjoying a career as Operations Manager at Texas Leadership Charter Academy. I grew up in the El Paso area and graduated from Fabens High School in 2007, Quinn said. When I was discharged from the Army in 2011, I moved to Midland because the job outlook was better than in El Paso. It wasn't difficult finding a job in Midland, but without a college degree, I was often passed by for promotions. Quinn first earned an associate degree in management from MC, and then continued to taking classes toward a bachelor's degree. After 6 years of attending college, both full and part-time, he graduated from Midland College in May 2019 with a Bachelor of Applied Technology degree. Then, it wasn't long before he was hired in his current position at Texas Leadership Charter Academy. My job is to take care of the physical plant, maintenance, custodial services, and transportation services so that the principal, Maggie Speed, can focus on overseeing the important aspects of teaching and learning, Quinn said. A clean, well-maintained physical plant helps to facilitate productive learning. I have a great team, and we take pride in the fact that we are an integral part of the school's success. Quinn said he learned the importance of teamwork during his service in the military. As a specialist E-4, Quinn was stationed at Fort Bliss in El Paso after having gone through basic training at Fort Sill, Oklahoma, and airborne training at Fort Benning, Georgia. He was assigned to Patriot Missiles Operations and 2009 to 2010 in Qatar in support of Afghanistan. We operated and maintained missiles, and I often served as a radio operator, Quinn said. Many times that meant working 24 to 36-hour shifts in the back of a truck. We all had to work in tandem and rely on one another to get the job done. I apply that same concept of teamwork to my current job. Quinn said there are 800 students at Texas Leadership Charter Academy, which is located at the corner of Midkiff Road and Illinois Avenue. The physical plant is composed of three buildings, totaling over 50,000 square feet. Management classes at Midland College helped prepare me to think outside the box, Quinn said. There are some days when you can't just go by the books. Dealing with almost 1,000 people daily, including students, teachers, and staff, and ensuring that everything is clean and equipment is working properly, sometimes requires solving problems quickly. I credit my Midland College classes in giving me the knowledge I need to handle those situations. Rebecca Bell is Executive Director of Institutional Advancement. Midland College Profiles by Rebecca Bell. Bowie Fine Arts Theater Teacher Recognized. Midland Reporter Telegram. Bowie Fine Arts Academy Theater Teacher Davina Fangman recently was recognized as Texas Educational Theater Association Elementary Educator of the Year. This is quite an honor, Fangman said in a press release. It's a tribute to all the teachers at MISD who work tirelessly to keep fine arts alive for students here in West Texas. Fangman, who has been a member of the association for 13 years, has worked at MISD for 10 years. She is a phenomenal teacher, said Bowie Principal Melissa Horner. This is a much-deserved honor. During her years at Bowie, Fangman directed the school's first large-scale production, Yes, Virginia, which was performed at Midland College in 2014. She has also overseen multiple productions, including The Little Mermaid and The Lion King. Bowie stages two big shows each year, as well as several class shows, she said. Fangman will be formally recognized for this honor at the TXETA annual conference later this month. MISD salutes longtime employees from staff reports. More than 140 current Midland ISD employees were recognized September 11th for their service. Those who retired also were recognized. MISD Service Awards traditionally are presented during a spring semester event, which was canceled because of coronavirus. Years of Service Awards are 15 years, 54 employees, 20 years, 39 employees, 25 years, 24 employees, 30 years, 20 employees, 35 years, 5 employees, 40 years, 1 employee, 45 years, 1 employee.
Hi, this is Linda. I'm reading the Odessa American for Saturday, September 19th, 2020. ECISD set to expand opportunity culture. Ector County ISD announced Friday the 8 schools that will be joining opportunity culture for the 2021-22 school year. These campuses will collaborate with Public Impact and ECISD Talent Development this spring to undergo the school design process. The 2021-22 Opportunity Culture campuses are Bowie Middle School, Dowling, Fly, Goliad, LBJ, Knoll, and Pease Elementary Schools, and Permian High School. Through the collaboration of ECISD, Public Impact, and the University of Texas Permian Basin, Opportunity Culture campuses restructure to extend the reach of excellent teachers to more students. Through the employment of teacher residents who are UTPB education students, the highly effective teacher, known as the multi-classroom leader, is provided release time to provide on-the-job learning for the other team members. To be selected for this second round of opportunity culture implementation, campuses had to meet the following criteria, a news release said. Leader readiness. Principals who lead this work on campus must have the ability to think innovatively about staffing and classroom composition. Opportunity culture campuses afford schools to reach more students with effective teachers, but oftentimes must strategically schedule classes to accomplish this. School need. Schools that have traditionally struggled with staffing are considered prime candidates for the innovative staffing models opportunity culture employs. Student performance. Areas of the district that would receive the biggest impact by increasing the time students learn from effective teachers are priority. Opportunity culture is a self-funded initiative and uses innovative staffing models that are budget neutral, the release said. Each role within opportunity culture undergoes a rigorous selection process in which they must apply and provide evidence of effective teaching ability as well as positive historical data. In return, those who are hired to fulfill an opportunity culture role receive additional compensation for extra responsibilities and added accountability. Hi, this is Linda. I'm reading the Odessa American for Sunday, September 20th, 2020. MC student ventures out and makes his dreams a reality. Special to the Odessa American by Stacy Hewitt, MC writer and photographer. Midland College student Kevaret Starling hopes this article changes a person's life. If someone is reading this thinking, college is not for me, I am too old. I am young but did not graduate when my friends did. I have kids and other responsibilities. I am not smart enough. People are telling me I should just get a job. Starling wants you to know you do not have to stop dreaming, you can do it. When I was 18, my father passed away, Starling said. I did not graduate from high school. For years, I thought about taking the GED exam, now known as the Texas Certificate of High School Equivalency exam, but never did. Roadblocks are going to happen. We have no control over those unfortunate events. What we have control over is ourselves. My girlfriend at the time, Vanessa, enrolled me in MC's GED prep classes. I had no idea she did that until MC called me confirming my registration. I will always love her for believing in me when I did not believe in myself. It just goes to show you that people need to surround themselves with people who know and support them. I am so glad Vanessa signed me up. It changed my life. I was building on what I wanted to do with my life, but I did not have a pathway. Now I am an MC sophomore, pursuing my degree in kinesiology. Starling's dedication and spirit make him someone people want to follow. He defines the word role model. In fact, he is a sports coach and trainer. I love coaching and training, Starling declared. It is all about changing lives. Being a mentor to kids and helping them as a coach in flag football or basketball opens up their minds. I could die tomorrow and be happy if I changed just one person's life. Rapper Tupac Shakur said it best, I'm not saying I'm going to change the world, but I guarantee that I will spark the brain that will change the world. MC teachers are living that quote every day. They care about me and are giving me the information I need to succeed, change my life, and build up future generations. The road was not always smooth for Starling. Along the way, he has honed his work ethic. He has learned to apply himself to all tasks in life. He gave and continues to give his MC classes everything he's got. If you go into preparation for the GED exam thinking it is going to be easy, you have another think coming, Starling mourned. The prep classes have to fit 12 years of school into 12 weeks. That is a lot of learning in a short amount of time. That level of intensity is the same in my college classes. You have to be engaged with the MC's teachers. You have to study on your own, but the teachers lay out the information and expectations for you. For example, Starling's Achilles heel has always been math. The way MC's instructors, Lorraine Bailey and Jenny Rhodes, taught math, science, history, and English focused on curriculum priorities, Starling explained. They gave me the tools to think through any problem and develop my own methodology. Ms. Bailey and Ms. Rhodes are two of the best teachers I have had in my entire scholastic career. They inspired so much confidence in me. Once I figured out math, I realized it was actually cool. I used to think math was another language. I did not know, and it was too late for me to learn. It is intentional that Starling is now on the kinesiology career path, a job that gives back. His life experience, initiative, and ambition have called him to be of service to others. He says MC has been nurturing his goals since he enrolled in the GED prep classes. I believe everything we do affects others, Starling said. If we look at life that way and try to help others, our world will be better. People say utopia is far-fetched, but I do not think so. I was brought here and designed with capabilities I need to share to impact the world in any way I can, whether it be through my future career, coaching, being a student, or just sharing about my life. If we all open up, it could have a huge impact for a lot of people around us. MC professors understand the theme I am talking about here. That is why they are teaching. They could have looked down on me without my high school diploma, but they did not. They took the time, brought me up to speed, and continue to challenge me. Starling admits taking the first step can be daunting, but you have to believe in yourself. If I can do it, anybody can, Starling affirmed. I always heard sports figures and celebrities repeating that message, and all that positivity sounded cheesy. Those people have millions of dollars. They cannot tell me I can do anything coming from my economic status. But then all that talk got me thinking. Maybe they are right. I need to change my life. I have to believe in myself and place myself around supportive teachers and students. MC was the place for that. They reassured me the moon is not the ceiling. There is no ceiling. You can go as far as you want to go. My story continues.
Am I too old to see any better results from next year's test? Dear Dr. Roach, I am a small-boned, 80-year-old woman who was just advised to begin osteoporosis treatments. At age 80, will the medication actually slow down my bone loss, or am I too old to see any better results from next year's bone density test? I'm very active, ride an exercise bike 3 miles, and walk a treadmill 1 mile at least 5 days a week. I also take 4 daily tablets of Citracal plus D3 tablets. SM. Answer. You are not too old to benefit from treatment of osteoporosis. Plus, the exercise you do will certainly continue to help your bones and the rest of you. Bone density changes slowly. It may take 2 years to be sure of the benefits, but that doesn't mean you aren't getting benefits as soon as you start the medicine. To your good health, Dr. Keith Roach. Roach's column appears Tuesdays through Saturdays. Readers may write him at P.O. Box 536-475, Orlando, Florida, 32853-6475. This is Kay reading the Odessa American for Tuesday, September 22nd, 2020, etc. Page 6A. A pillar of the community is less admired at home. Dear Abby, I have been married for 14 years to a man a lot of people in our town think has no flaws. He helps a lot of people, and he is also a pastor, but he ignores me and takes me for granted, personally, emotionally, and sexually. He'd rather watch TV until he falls asleep on the couch. He looks at pornography online, and I catch him often. Even if he's busy at work, he finds time for everybody but me. He always has excuses. Since I married him, I have supported him and have gone the extra mile in all aspects, his work, church activities. I have waited on him and made sure all his needs were met. Now I have reached the end of the line and I want to leave. But if I do, people who know him will make me the villain. Although we still live under one roof, for financial reasons, now I separate myself from him, look after him less, and sleep in another room with my dog. Please, Abby, give me your views. Done with it in Maine. Dear Dunn, it appears your husband has already checked out of this marriage in name only. Stop being afraid of being labeled a villain and offer your husband the option of couples counseling to see if the two of you can reconnect. Take into consideration that there may be more involved than you are aware of, ED problems, another woman. If your husband refuses, and if you haven't already done so, confide what has been happening in 2 or 3 close female friends. They can then spread the word that there is more than one side to the story. Then talk to an attorney. Dear Abby, 2 years ago, my mother-in-law moved into a nursing home and was very sad to be leaving the house she had lived in for 50 years. My husband, devastated at the thought of someone else owning his childhood home, convinced me to sell our house and buy the house from my mother-in-law. We moved in and began renovating it with the intention that it would become our forever home. The problem is, everyone regards it as their home, not ours. His adult children, his brother, and his nieces all come and go as they please. I have talked to my husband about locking the front door, but he often forgets. His family members come into our house and make a mess or eat our food or sit out on our deck. Then they act like I need to accept it as it's their family house. I could maybe understand if we had inherited the house, but we pay the mortgage on it. I'm out of patience. How do I get my in-laws to once and for all see that this house is not theirs but ours? Desperate in the Midwest. Dear Desperate, I assume you have been hesitant to tell these in-laws that the names on the deed to your house are yours and your husband's. If you haven't said it plainly, the time to do it is now. You don't have to be nasty, but you do have to convey that you would like guests to call before coming over to be sure it's convenient. This is not too much to ask. It goes without saying, I sincerely hope, that they shouldn't mess the place up or help themselves to your food uninvited. Your husband should back you up on this. Because he sometimes forgets to lock the door, that responsibility is one you will have to assume. You have my sympathy. Dear Abby, Abigail Van Buren, write Dear Abby at P.O. Box 69440, Los Angeles, California, 90069, or visit www.dearabby.com.
Jacqueline Bigger Stars by Madeline Aslan. The stars show the kind of day you'll have. 5 dynamic, 4 positive, 3 average, 2 so-so, 1 difficult. A baby born today has a sun in Virgo until 8:31 a.m., when the sun enters Libra, and a moon in Sagittarius. Happy birthday for Tuesday, September 22, 2020. Ironic, funny, and unspeakably strong, you succeed this year by your individual vision. Many projects are at hand. However, you need time to dream and to recharge, and will do this best in the beauty of nature. If single, you size people up quickly and have few dates. If attached, it is for life. You must be able to open up all the way to your partner, unguardedly. Taurus inspires trust. Aries, March 21 through April 19. 4 stars. Today is perfect for journeys and solving any transportation problems. You will find TV and radio broadcasts informative and enjoyable. Take time to read foreign literature or watch foreign films or documentaries. Tonight, daydream about your next great adventure. Taurus, April 20 through May 20. 4 stars. Today heightens your analytical skills. You will enjoy deeper insight into the motivation and needs of others. Draw on the wisdom of experience. Check to see what commitments others have made for you. There can be a conflict to straighten out. Tonight, psychic perceptions are keen. Gemini, May 21 through June 20, 3 stars. Associates have different thoughts and conflicting information. If you sense some jealousy or anger from a coworker or family member, rise above it. Strategy and the use of intuition help you win others over to your viewpoint. Tonight, dinner with your most loved ones. Cancer, June 21 through July 22, 5 stars. There is a more settled quality to closest relationships. If you have pet animals nearby, one of them bonds with you. Show your love and concern in practical ways. A decluttering of your desk or closet brings delight. Tonight, there are new alliances forming. Leo, July 23 through August 22, 5 stars. An old love remembers you and could try to rekindle the flame. You will enjoy athletic and adventurous leisure time activities. Other people have important news. You can benefit from their suggestions and experience. Social events are bright. Tonight, remote partying. Virgo, August 23 through September 22. 4 stars. It's easier to clear away debris and get organized. Stress lessens and your vitality improves. Teamwork and compromise lead to success. It is worthwhile to examine the views voiced by others. Tonight, you're home concentrated and homebound. Give yourself a break. Libra, September 23 through October 22. 4 stars. Complete projects in progress before considering new directions. Timely responses are appreciated by others. Keep up with prior commitments at work to protect your credibility. Reassuring words from you assure security and goodwill. Tonight, catch up with a neighbor or old friends. Scorpio, October 23 through November 21. 5 stars. Your enthusiasm and added energy make others turn to you for inspiration and leadership. There can be a new demand for your job skills. Explore further employment possibilities. Purchase finery and experiment with artistic expression. Tonight, talk with someone who's been lonely. Sagittarius, November 22 through December 21. 5 stars. Your confident and dramatic way of expressing ideas wins supporters. It's a marvelous time to write emails and make calls. Your efforts at sales, public speaking, or acting succeed far beyond all expectations. Tonight, celebrate with your nearest and dearest. Capricorn, December 22 through January 19. 4 stars. Today gives you a flair for strategy and subtle action. you'll be more introspective than usual. You're able to cherish your privacy. Even those closest to you will only know what you want to reveal. Tonight, it's a brilliant time to work with affirming visualization. Aquarius, January 20 through February 18. 5 stars. It's easy today to forgive and forget old hurts. This is a time to build healthy relationships. Call a friend you'd like to get to know better, or become more active in clubs and groups. You discover a new aptitude and surprise yourself. Tonight, excitement. Pisces, February 19 through March 20. 5 stars. Today finds you highly visible and creative at work. You'll have opportunities to show what you can do with your career. Your manners and appearance can carry you a long way toward realizing a professional aspiration. Tonight, online networking and making important contacts. Born today, singer-songwriter Joan Jett, 1958, writer Faye Weldon, 1931, tenor Andrea Bocelli, 1958.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.